heaven.
LA International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He's a really knowledgeable guy, a cool guy, and he's also the president and CEO of the Jeep brand, Mike Manley. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Bob, and thanks for getting me back on here. I love being on the program.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your travel schedule. This blows me away. I mean, you just arrived here in Los Angeles, and now you're off to China tonight. How's the Chinese market for Jeeps? What's going on over there?
Well, I have to say, the China market this year was an interesting one. It didn't grow in the way that we had expected it at the beginning of the year for a number of reasons, but I have to say that Jeep is growing very, very strongly. We're up over 120% in China, which I think explains some of my travel schedule. I'm having to go there quite a lot. But I think that China offers us opportunities that are so much larger than our current performance. You know, you get CEOs such as me coming in here saying it's 120% up, and it's a big number, but the issue for me is our overall sales is still way lower than it could be. So, again, that's another reason for me being in China, working with our team, and I think we've got some great plans.
Well, speaking of great things, here in the City of Angels, a special edition, a special Rubicon edition, a 10th anniversary of the Wrangler has been unveiled. Tell us about that, Mike.
Well, you know, it was 10 years ago when we decided to take Wrangler capability to that next level, and the Rubicon was that vehicle, named obviously after the world-famous trail. And 10 years later, it's been such a success for us, and it really has established, I think, capability benchmark in the marketplace that we had to bring this special edition out. And we took a lot of input from existing Wrangler owners to try and design the vehicle that they would want to see to celebrate that anniversary. And we reveal it today. So we have the Wrangler Rubicon, the first one that's been lifted by the factory. We have special off-road tires, special interior, special exterior. A lot of great buzz generated on the vehicle already. And, you know, that's a very specialized vehicle. In the last 10 years, we've sold nearly 170,000 Rubicons.
Wow.
So it's a great thing to celebrate, and a lot of demand for that car already.
And such passionate enthusiasm.
You know, one of the things that I said on a few occasions is, yeah, maybe the president of the brand, but the reality is I'm just the guardian of it, because the customers for Jeep are phenomenal. We were, as I've said in the past, a social network before social network existed,
yeah.
You know. And we get fantastic feedback from our customers, whether it's on our Facebook page, you know, whether it's directly to me through email. And they're part of the family and do genuinely help drive our decisions into the future. And I can tell you, when they're not happy with the way that we're going with the brand, they're very vocal as well. So this one, as I said, we took some input from our customers, and the feedback I've had so far is they're pleased with what we've produced.
I understand this special 2013 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon Special Edition has a 3.6-liter V6, and you can get it with either an automatic or a manual?
Mm, yes, absolutely. And, you know, when we put that new V6 in the Wrangler just over a year ago now, it was phenomenal. And the Wrangler sales have been really, really spectacular. When you think about how specialized that vehicle is in many senses, as soon as we put the new V6 in there, we put the new transmission in there, we did some things to make it a much more pleasant daily drive, its sales have gone off the charts. So it's great. So for sure it has that great award-winning V6 in it.
And I noticed also on this anniversary edition some special bumpers, and those front bumpers are meant for winch work.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, when you get into some of these very extreme trails, the use of a winch is often important to make sure that you can get through them. And in conjunction with Mopar, we wanted a winch-ready front bumper, and of course Mopar provide the winches that go in there, because a lot of the hardcore off-roaders will go nowhere without the winch, whether it's to help them, but more often to help you know, people who they find on the trails that may not be in a Wrangler.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the other special edition Jeep models for 2013. Just recently, a couple of weeks back, I had the pleasure of having for a week a Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk edition, and that's a really cool ride with some very special features.
Yes, and you know, we wanted to use the Trailhawk name because in all of our other models outside of Wrangler, we have trail-rated versions where we've really put a lot of technology into them so that they are truly trail-capable. And it goes back to the commitment we've made as part of the brand to have in each of the segments the most capable SUV in the segment. And with Grand Cherokee, we wanted to bring Trailhawk because it is a superbly capable vehicle, whether it's the four-wheel drive systems, it's the way that the vehicle can rise in terms of the select terrain system on it. And this one, we wanted to demark with Trailhawk because for us, that represents the opportunity of being able to communicate to our customers just how capable the vehicles are. And you know, that Trailhawk name has had, again, a lot of interest from our customers. So you're going to see that used in other vehicles within our range to denote true capability. Now, we haven't made that announcement, so you're the first to hear it. But as we get into next year, you'll hear a lot more about that.
That's good. It had excellent badging on it, the Grand Cherokee Trailhawk that I had. And special stripes on the hood. And it's not only for decoration, but they're actually very practical in special off-roading conditions. The stripe actually works as a way to combat glare.
Yeah, it's with all of the vehicles, we often think of styling, you know, to show the vehicle off, but styling is very, very functional with Jeep as well. So a number of the styling cues that we have on that vehicle, whether it's the tow hooks that we have at the front, for example, that come in the signature red.
The red.
You know, we've used the styling to highlight the functionality that helps the capability of the vehicle. And as you said, that stops a lot of trail glare coming into the cab. So it's there. It looks great, but it's also functional.
And I noticed that vehicle is equipped with some very, very sophisticated tires. I mean, those aren't your regular off-road tires.
No, we've wanted to really reflect that capability and the need to have, I think, the most extreme tires that we could put on that vehicle. And, you know, when you're in the trail and you're using the sidewall of your tire to make sure that you can get past various things, it has to be totally, totally capable so that you're comfortable in what you're doing. So we've put very special tires on that. And, in fact, on the Wrangler that we talked about before, silent armor tires are important for us.
That's great. Let's touch on another one of the Jeep models that sometimes gets overlooked, but I think it's such a great value since it's been refreshed just a couple of years back, and that's the Compass. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a baby Grand Cherokee.
It is, and you're right. It was interesting. It was almost like the forgotten child within our brand. It always played much stronger in international markets, where I think it was mainly the small lead Jeep that they were looking for, and where those segments tend to focus on smaller vehicles. But we did the refresh. We I think added capability to it, which was something many of our US customers were looking for, and I think we started to give the vehicle the attention that it needed, and it's done very well in the marketplace. We got some big plans again for that in 2013, but for us, one of the most important things was to make a trail-rated version of Compass, because I think that truly brought it back into the Jeep fold, and then people recognized it was a true Jeep and liked the fact that there was similar styling when we made the styling changes to the front to Grand Cherokee. It was kind of a reflected baby son of the or baby sister or brother or whatever of the Grand Cherokee, and it's done well, and we're pleased with that.
I mean, it's just like rolling back the years when you guys unveiled the four-door variant of the Wrangler, mm-hmm. The Unlimited. I mean, that was a roll of the dice, and what a huge grand slam that is.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we often look at that internally because we had that vehicle on our design boards for nearly 4 years.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of debate about four-door, two-door. Of course, we all wanted to make sure it was a very, very capable vehicle. So we had a lot of internal debate in terms of should we launch it. And now look, I mean, it was. Could you imagine if that vehicle never existed? So I think what that proves to us is that even within Jeep, we've got to continue to push the envelope to look at where the next development is, so that we don't just stay relevant for our customers today, but we're also building a brand that they can stay with in the future. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why I think from a technology perspective, we're focused very, very much on fuel economy, maintaining our capability, but continue to improve the overall value of our vehicles. And I have to tell you one other thing. You know, this year was relatively quiet for Jeep in terms of new launches. We have a big year coming up next year.
Yeah.
But We are very close to breaking our world sales record in Jeep.
No kidding.
Very, very close. We think if we have a good December, we will break our world record, which has been around since the late 90s, despite the fact that many industries around the world are not back to the level they were a few years ago. So it just shows you that the Jeep brand is very relevant. It's growing strongly. And if we were able to do that in a year before we have all of our vehicle launches, it would be great. So I'll have to keep you posted on that.
I can't wait to hear that and more. Mike Manley, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. He is the CEO and president of the Jeep brand. Enjoy the rest of your Los Angeles stay, and we look forward to getting you back to the show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here today on the show. Joining us right now, this year I was unable to go to the Chicago International Auto Show to do some family issues up here in Boston that I had to, of course, put first, but I missed out on a lot of cool things, and one of the big stories there is from the folks at Jaguar, as well as the folks from Land Rover, and joining us right now to tell us all about the great stories is the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, Andy Goss. Andy, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Really appreciate you having me on the radio with you.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about the Chicago Auto Show. Certainly one of the big four North American events for journalists, but geographically, this show pulls, I believe, more public visitors than any other show in the entire nation.
Yeah, and Bob, we were there yesterday morning for the press day, and I've got to say we had 400 journalists with us for breakfast, which is always a fantastic experience, really. And we were able to tell them the story of Jaguar Land Rover and all on your products. And as you say there, we've got two brand new cars at the show. We've got the brand new sports car from Jaguar, the new F-Type, which is the first sports car that Jaguar have had on the North American market since 1972, believe it or not. And at the same time, we launched the new fourth generation all-aluminum Range Rover, which had its global launch here in the US in December. So the fact we could go there, and then we had this sprinkling on the top of the cake in terms of all-wheel drive and XJ and XF to Jaguar sedans. So it was a great story for us to tell yesterday, actually.
Absolutely, no question about it. All those stories we'll talk about in detail with you. But let's talk about some great news as far as sales in the U.S. Land Rover's U.S. sales increased 31% during January. It was the best overall Land Rover January retail sales month ever. And also, Jaguar U.S. sales increased 4% during January, so you must be quite happy with that.
Well, Bob, it's a fantastic start to the year. You know, as you say there, Land Rover's best January in its history in the U.S. 26 years here, and it's the highest volume ever at 4,200 cars. On the back of the new Range Rover, I mean, that car is a real winner, quite frankly. But we only started supplying the all-wheel drive Jaguar at the end of January, the last week, actually. So that trend for the first month of the year, we would hope to continue through now. And, yeah, we're fortunate because it's all about cars at the end of the day. It's all about new products, and we're lucky that we've got an owner spending $3 billion a year on brand new products in the marketplace, you know, developing brand new products. And for a long period of time, we talked about these cars being in the future, but frankly, here now, you know, every 6 months now, we're launching a brand new vehicle. So we're in a very fortunate position, and yeah, January was fantastic.
And as you say, looking back at Jaguar Land Rover North American sales for the year, were up 11% from 2011, so that's great. And Land Rover in particular, U.S. sales were up 15% for 2012, so that's outstanding news. Let's get a little bit more into the nuances of the all-wheel drive offerings now. This has been something that I'm quite pleased about, being a longtime fan of all things Jaguar, and it seems to be a trend in the marketplace, Andy, not only in the winter weather states where I am right now in suburban Boston and the Midwest, but even across the board, more and more people seem to be electing to go with all-wheel drive vehicles.
Yeah, Bobby, you know, I'm speaking to you from Florida today rather than Chicago yesterday, and you know, even in marketplaces like Florida, about 10 to 15% of the market, even down here, is all-wheel drive. But you're right, in the northern states, and I live in New Jersey, all-wheel drive is an absolute necessity. And yeah, the fact of the matter is, when we look at the segments that we compete in with the Jaguar XJ and the Jaguar XF, when you start adding the V6 engines, the brand new V6 engines, to the all-wheel drive technology as well, believe it or not, that's 93% of the market in the north. So up to now, you know, last year with Jaguar, we were fishing in a pond that was quite small, but with that new technology coming to the cars, you know, it's a real multiplier effect for us, frankly. And I know it's overdue, but it's there now, and you know, our owner, Mr. Tartar, certainly spent the money to make sure that the United States could get these cars, because we'll be selling 90% of the cars worldwide, the all-wheel drive vehicles here in the US. So we're privileged that he's done that, really. And you're right, it's I drive back to New Jersey tomorrow. I need an all-wheel drive car tomorrow afternoon. Look at the weather forecast.
You're absolutely right, Andy. And as you pointed out, the all-wheel drive models will be available in selected markets, including North America here, as well as Russia, China, and continental Europe. Let's tell everybody about the new power plant, 3 liters V6 supercharged engine. Tell us all about it, Andy.
A brand new engine from Jaguar, 340 brake horsepower engine, and I can tell you, you know, when you ally that to the new all-wheel drive, it absolutely drives like a Jaguar. And it's one of those intelligent systems these days, so that when you're driving the car normally, you know, not in snow or not in ice, it feels like a traditional Jaguar, because all the driving performance is at the rear wheels. And as soon as the weather kicks in, or as soon as you want to override the system, the vehicle rebalances itself for all weather conditions. So the key point is that you don't lose that traditional Jaguar feel. You've got the best of both worlds, and it's a sweet engine, it's a great engine noise, and now with all-wheel drive, I think we've got a real competitive package, actually. We're ready to take on the Germans, Bob.
That's great, and this is a very advanced system. As you pointed out, torque can be split up to 50-50 front to rear, and it's something that's always monitoring the road conditions as you drive along. You've also incorporated something that we're seeing here in the U.S. that has been in Europe for quite some time, and that's the engine stop-start feature, which can save folks quite a bit of money at the gas pump.
Yeah, I must admit, we know that stop-start can be a bit controversial, because without a shadow of a doubt, it certainly improves fuel economy. And, in this marketplace, you know, the administrations, we know, are giving us all some stiff fuel targets for the future. We've really got to get those GHG figures down. And stop-start is one of the ways of doing that. You know, it's a very clever system. We just got to make sure that customers get used to it. And some of them, you know, it's not absolutely right for all customers. Some of them don't like it. And, you know, with Jaguar, they've got the option to switch the system off if they so wish. But frankly, our job now is to really educate the customers in terms of the benefits of this particular system, and we'll certainly be doing that. Once you get used to driving the car, you know, you get used to stop-start very quickly indeed, actually. And you're right, so it's a big fuel economy benefit for anybody that's driving the car.
It certainly is, and like you say, once you have some time behind the wheel, you get used to it. It's just one of those modern features that takes a little bit of time behind the wheel to just get familiar with it. I'm so glad to hear that the overall Jaguar feel, the rear-wheel drive dynamics, the great handling, the great mix of ride and handling, which has always been such a wonderful part of the Jaguar brand, continues in these all-wheel drive models. And I certainly have been on a number of Jaguar events with Mike Cross, who's just a genius when it comes to suspension tuning. So these all-wheel drive variants of the XF and XJ have specific suspension calibrations different from their rear-wheel drive counterparts, I understand.
Yes, and you made my man there, actually. I mean, Mike Cross is a genius. He's got a very intuitive feel of the product. You know, he can make it like a really sing and dance, frankly. And that's true of what he's done with XJ and XF. It's also true of what he's done with the new F-Type that we launched at the end of spring. I mean, what he's done to that particular car is outstanding. I just can't wait for customers to get behind the wheel there and feel what a true out-and-out Jaguar sports car is. But they'll really enjoy it. I mean, Mike's done a brilliant job, quite frankly. Yeah, he's one of our biggest assets.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a huge hit. I was sitting in the F-Type in both Los Angeles and Detroit and just drooling over it, and certainly hats off to Ian Callum and the entire design crew. We'll take a pit stop and then more about Jaguar Land Rover with the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, Andy Goss. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here on the show. Thanks for joining us. We have a very special guest. He is Andy Goss, the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, and he's been telling us all about the recently concluded press days of the Chicago Auto Show, where Andy got to talk to 400 journalists at breakfast and also show off the latest offerings from Jaguar, the all-wheel drive variants of the XF and XJ, as well as the new F-Type, which is the new sports car from the Jaguar brand. Andy, you noted that the all-wheel drive XF and XJ just went on sale in December 2012. When will the F-Type actually go on sale here in North America?
Well, Bob, the new the new F-Type that goes on the marketplace in late spring. We've not chosen an exact date yet, but I think if you start looking at early June, you're up a million miles away from the date. And, you know, we're really looking forward to it. It's a fabulous, fabulous car. I was driving the car just 2 weeks ago in our test track in the UK with some of our retailers, and quite frankly, we made them drive the F-Type and the Porsche products back-to-back, and they were really knocked out. I mean, nobody's going to say that Porsche produced anything other than outstanding cars, but I tell you, mm-hmm. F-Type is a real credible competitor. So, yeah, we've got two V6 engines and a brand new V8 engine that pumps out 495 brake horsepower. And we'll be launching the car on the US market early June, back end of May, early June. And we expect to do about 50% of the global sales here in the US.
I would not be surprised at all. Let's turn our attention to Land Rover, and congratulations, because at the Chicago Auto Show, traditionally Motor Week, which is television's longest-running automotive magazine hosted by our good friend here on the show, John Davis, he gives out the Driver's Choice Awards, and the all-new Range Rover has taken home a big trophy from the Driver's Choice Awards for 2013. It has been named the best dream machine from the folks at Motor Week Television. So congratulations on that huge honor, Andy.
Yes, so you know, we've received a few awards already for the new Range Rover, which bodes well. I mean, if you recall, Bob, the Range Rover Evoque, we launched it in October 11, won 120 awards worldwide, and I think with the new Range Rover, the real icon of our product range, you know, I think we can safely say we might get 100 there as well, actually. But the car itself is outstanding. I'm not too sure if you've driven it yet, but it's retaining that same unbelievable all-terrain capability of its predecessor. But now that it's shed 700 pounds of weight, and as a consequence of that, its on-road performance is really transformed. So we think the car's going to be an absolute winner, actually. And it's, everybody that's driven the car so far has loved it. I mean, I think it's really a sublime luxury SUV. In fact, it's a sublime luxury vehicle, irrespective of being SUV or saloon, actually. It's that good.
I haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, and I'm so looking forward to getting behind the wheel because, as you say, this has won a number of accolades, not only the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards, but recently in a comparison test in Automobile Magazine, which pitted this all-new Range Rover up against some very expensive cars, including the Aston Martin Rapide, as well as the Ferrari FF. The all-new Range Rover won the comparison test between some really pricey competitors. Certainly, that must have put a smile on your face, Andy.
Yes, I think, you know, it underlines the fact that, you know, Range Rover can be seen anywhere in the world, quite frankly. It's massively versatile. It's never out of place. So you can be at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, not seen out of place. You can be in Mudplug in the car. You know, you can be in Colorado in the car. It's everywhere in the US that Range Rover's got a place. And I think the fact we got off this fantastic designer, Jeremy McGovern, and he's really transformed the product, not just in terms of its engineering capability, and the engineers have done a great job there, but the refinement and luxury and attention to detail that's put in the car, you know, is really sublime, and it's an outstanding car, actually, and we are so lucky to have him, and we're so lucky to have the car, so we've got great hopes, especially here in the US, because the US is Range Rover's largest market in the world, not China, it's the US, and therefore it's a car that's, in many ways, made for this particular country.
And as you point out, this all-new Range Rover features just an incredible weight-saving aluminum architecture. It's available in showrooms now. The base price on the all-new Range Rover is $83,500, moving up to the top-of-the-line model, which is the Autobiography model, at $130,950. And that vehicle, that variant, is chock-full of goodies.
Bobby, you put your finger right there. That all aluminum technology, that unibody structure that you've got there, it, you know, is unique mean, we are the leader in that type of technology. And, you know, if we all look forward in the car industry, we've got to take weight out of vehicles. And, you know, we've invested $600 million in a brand new aluminum body shop in the UK. And if vehicles like Range Rover and the brand new Jaguar F-Type will benefit from that. But at the end of the day, the customer will really benefit in terms of handling characteristics of the car and also fuel economy, which in the US is becoming increasingly important, actually.
Andy, I understand for model year 2013, the Land Rover LR2 received some significant interior and exterior design updates, as well as the adaptation of a new 240-horsepower turbocharged four-cylinder engine. Tell us a little bit about these changes to the LR2.
Yeah, so you're right. The LR2 also has got a brand new engine in the vehicle. I think these days in the US, you know, people are increasingly interested in keeping, you know, the traditional aspects of four-wheel drive and SUVs, but they want much better fuel economy. So what we did, we put the Evoque engine, the Range Rover Evoque engine, the 40, they cost our turbo engine into LR2, and all the people that have driven it so far, so, you know, it's really transformed the vehicle. So, you know, we've got that flexibility, but we've not lost the performance aspects of the car. It's a sweet engine. In fact, it's an engine that we put in many vehicles now. The new Jaguar XF as well has got a 2-litre turbocharged engine at just $47,000. So, you know, it's an important part of what we're going to do in the future. All of them in technology, different powertrains, smaller displacement engines, petrol today, probably, you know, diesel and hybrid tomorrow. It's all part of the solution for the US.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great power plan. I'm a big fan of the Evoque, and it's just surprisingly powerful and very athletic. It's a wonderful engine, 240 horsepower from just 2 liters, and no turbo lag. It's a great power plan. Looking at the rest of the Land Rover 2013 model lineup, as you mentioned, the updates to the LR2 and the award-winning Range Rover Evoque, of course, continues. The LR4 is offered with the 375 horsepower 5-liter V8. Then we move up to the Range Rover Sport and the top of the line Range Rover, both available with the naturally aspirated 375 horsepower V8, as well as the 510 horsepower supercharged 5-liter V8. I understand that the Range Rover Sport does particularly well here in North America, Andy.
Well, yeah, I mentioned before, Bob, that the U.S. is Range Rover's largest market in the world. And, you know, as we all know, Range Rover Sport is not the newest vehicle on the marketplace these days. But December was its second best month ever in its history. And quite frankly, that continued on again into January. Yeah, and I think that shows, you know, how credible the product is. But also, it just shows how hot the Range Rover brand is here in the U.S. at the moment. You know, we've now got the Range Rover Evoque. We've got the Range Rover Sport, which is our mainstay, you know, our real guerrilla car, if you like, it's in the sales. And we've got the brand new Model Year 13 big Range Rover. So, you know, we're in a fortunate position. And I guess against that platform of new products, you know, we expect to have a cracking sales year, actually.
We encourage all of our listeners in the Chicago area to go over during the public days and check out the all-new, the all-wheel drive system in the XF and the XJ on display at the Chicago Auto Show, as well as check out the new F-Type from Jaguar. And you can also check out Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award for Best Dream Machine, the all-new Range Rover. You must check that vehicle out. Andy, I really want to thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. I can't wait to see you in person in New York, and we'll do an interview in there. But in the meantime, keep up the great work at both the Jaguar and Land Rover. Keep these wonderful products coming our way.
Thanks, Bob. I hope you enjoy the story in our car this weekend.
Thank you so much. We'll take a pit stop, and then more coming your way.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? Oh. That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. And joining us right now is a gentleman I had a great time talking with at the New York show. Seems like yesterday. It's my pleasure to welcome Sahad Shahab, the president and CEO of Chrysler, to L.A. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Well, this is a very unique show. It seems to be growing more in prominence. There was a time when this show was kind of buckled right up against the Detroit show.
Correct.
And it was a real hassle for the journalists, and it was a real hassle for the executives.
Right.
So thank God the powers that be have changed the date, and it certainly seems to have reinvigorated the show.
The timing is perfect, for sure.
Let's talk about some of the cool things going on at Chrysler. Number one, sales are doing fantastic. Tell us all about it.
Well, we've definitely been on a roll this year. I've increased the sales at 47% year to date now, and we're doing really well, especially in California. You would think California is the imports stronghold, and it's the best performance we have for the brand. As a matter of fact, it's the best retail sales of any brand in California at 200% sales of increase, and especially with our S models that we've introduced with the 200 and 300 in California. They seem to be a hot commodity here, a product that people feel that they got the style, they got the image, they got the look, but also at an attainable price that they see a lot of value in.
One of the big stories here in Los Angeles is the unveiling of a new S variant. This is a Town and Country S. I've seen some pictures of it, and it looks very cool.
You know, this is designed for my wife. The X generation is family. I have three kids under 8 years old, and we like style. We want the versatility and functionality, safety at the same time. And so this comes as a really closing of the circle with all the S models we have. We've introduced the 200 and 300 already of S models, and they've been, like I said, on fire. Our sales of the total sales of the brand, about 25% of it is S models for the 200 and 300. And so it told us something about folks want the understatement. They want a little bit more style, not too flashy. Dark details instead of too much of flashy chrome, as example. Bigger wheels, better interior of leather mixed with ballistic fabrics, as example, has never been used in inside vehicles. And dark chrome and things like that. So it's done in a tasteful way, not a too flashy way. At the same time, it's just an understatement of a look that has a style and has the look of something that you'd want to not only take out uptown, but also downtown.
I would imagine that Town and Country has great retainership, great repeat loyal customers coming back.
Matter of fact, it's the best loyal customer base we have in any from any car in our competition. 70% of the people who buy Town and Countries, they come back and buy it again. So, I mean, it's really a vehicle that once you find out what it does and you own it, you don't want to give it up anymore.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the other cool and unusual things that you guys are doing back home in the Motor City. And speaking of Motor City, there's a special alliance going on between a musical all about Motown and the Chrysler brand. Tell us how this came about.
Well, you know, since we started the campaign and the marketing campaign for Chrysler back in 2010 for imported from Detroit, it was a statement we wanted to make that we're proud of where we come from. This place has a lot to offer, and not just cars. It gave the world of the best of fashion folks, as example. John Varvatos is one of them that made it in New York. The car business and the music business. You know, it's Detroit not only makes cars, but made music at the same time. So now with the rebirth of Motown, we want to show our commitment to anything Detroit-based that folks will appreciate outside Detroit. And so having the Motown play now be in New York is something that we thought we couldn't help but being part of it. And so the folks are really cool with us and at Motown, and with Barry Gordy, an incredible gentleman, very humble person. He's like us, personality-wise. The man started with a few dollars in his pocket, and he made an empire of music business. And so this is why things like this are an automatic for us to be part of and to support. And so we can't wait further to be part of this upcoming play in New York.
Yeah, fascinating gentleman and a great story. And speaking of clothing, you guys have also partnered up with a Detroit-based company, putting some imported from Detroit workwear.
Yes, another amazing legacy and history of a brand like Carhartt. They represent not only the quality in the clothing that's dependable, durable, in various different vocations, but also also a brand that has the image of humbleness and hard work, and believe in the ethics of hard work, like we have now with our new culture at Chrysler as well. So the fitting of these two brands, Chrysler and Carhartt, couldn't be any better. And so we wanted to extend the partnership beyond just music or any other types of fashions and so forth. There's other businesses in Detroit as well that deserve to be exported out of Detroit as well. If people don't know in LA what Carhartt is, I'm sure they do. It's yet another exposure of Detroit comeback story.
When will we see the Yes area to the town and country? How far off is that?
Yeah, sometime in the middle of next year, hopefully. We're trying to get it by the middle of next year, hopefully by not further than the summer of 2013.
I get the opportunity to talk to the CEOs of all the different brands and all the different car companies, but there's something about the guys and girls from the Chrysler Group. I am such a big fan of all the different CEOs of all the different brands. You guys have a passion, you have a fire, and I think I applaud all the great things that you've been doing over
Thank
the last
you.
Couple of years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We try to keep it real. We love cars. We love this business, and we just have to continue doing better things. We're not going to settle on our laurels. Like I said, our 47% sales increase this year is on top of what was increased last year. So we're continuing the momentum now with these new additions to have fun and continue to listen to our folks and customers to say what they want out of our products and what they need. And so we'll see what the reactions are. If we're worthy of the business, we appreciate it. If we're not, we shouldn't be in this business.
What would you say to a listener out there who perhaps has not been behind the wheel of a Chrysler product in quite some time? What would you say to persuade them to come in and take a look at a 200 or a 300 or a Town and Country or one of the special models?
You know, I tell you, it's, I would say, please give us a chance. Go to the dealership. Don't talk to anybody. Take a look at the car. Sit in the car, and hopefully you can test out the car, because you're in for a huge surprise with the improvements that we made to our products. When Consumer Reports says it's the best Chrysler in decades, when the European magazines and critics like Top Gear, for example, says it rivals an S-Class Mercedes for the 300, those are things that tells us that we're doing things better. And so, and at a price you can't beat. I mean, the 200 is less than 20 grand. The 300 is less than 30 grand. Where it comes with leather already, the satellite DVDs and all those things that you need in a car, it comes standard. And so you have a vehicle today that are better quality, better fit and finish, better interior especially. We've always done well with our exterior designs. And now it's even more sophisticated exterior designs, but incredibly surprising interiors and comfort and technologies and so on. The largest touchscreen GPS system in any car is in the 300. If you talk about the 8-speed transmission, it's only available on Rolls-Royces and 7 Series. It's in the 300. If you talk about Ferraris, it's Poltrano Frau leather in the 300, the same leather that they use in a Ferrari. And so even a power-operated back shade, if you like. You know, so my point is that today our product is speaking for itself. If you notice, our advertising doesn't speak a lot about the car features.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about who we are as people and how we want to continue working hard. But it's for the customer to judge how well is our product that we make. So we just invite the folks to come to our dealerships, take a look at our vehicles, and I promise you they'll be surprised. And then we're going to continue moving. If we don't earn their business now, I'm sure we'll earn it sometime in the future soon. But again, I would say take a look. I have a lot of people that come in. I have emails from people that go to say rental companies, mm-hmm. and they get into a Town and Country, or they get into a 300 or a 200, and they just can't believe it. They email me and they say, this is incredible. It can't be a Chrysler. And so we're proud of the things that we've done so far, and we're just going to continue doing what we're doing. So hopefully we can meet the expectations.
Well, congratulations on the launch of the S variant of the Town and Country here in LA, and we look forward to getting you back with us on the air real soon.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.